The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
I think it's a good rule of thumb not to criticise other people's parenting. For starters, you don't have any idea about their family situation, and there's no way your criticism will be well received if you give it. That said, I reckon you'd struggle to find anyone who hasn't had a crack at someone else's parenting skills behind that person's back. The Bible might say, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone," but folks be chucking stones left, right and centre these days when it comes to what we perceive as the bad parenting of others. And we got a great example of it today when Royal Life Saving WA came out and slammed West Aussie parents for their behaviour at public pools. Apparently, aquatic centres around the state have had to resort to putting up signs pleading with parents not to treat the pools like a babysitting service. Royal Life Saving WA says parents will walk in with the child, then wait a bit and go out and do some shopping. Or they'll drop them for a swimming lesson but won't come back until long after the lesson has ended. Now, I know I said we shouldn't criticise other people's parenting, but that is some shitty parenting right there. It's also extremely dangerous. It only takes a matter of seconds for a child to get into trouble in the water, and every year, 42 Aussie kids are hospitalised after near drownings at public pools. So if you're dumping your kids at an aquatic centre while you go and hit the shops, you're basically playing Russian roulette with your kids' safety. And all of this comes at a time when parents might be looking at their local pool as a great way to keep the kids occupied while they run some silly season errands. But it's really not okay. So just don't.